cynic.
I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Ready?
All right, everybody.
By everybody. We need to be accepted by ourselves.
No rules?
Hell no, just do the damn thing. No rules.
So it's not the same thing, but be perfectly honest and clear about certain things.
Somebody in the house say yeah.
I love my intro. I just love my intro. This is Uli Wells. It's Tuesday night. It's the Every Woman Talk Show. So, I hadn't chosen a topic for this evening's show, and I called into the Man Up show on Friday and heard their topic, and their topic was forgiveness. And I don't know how they went into theirs, but this is how we're going to do ours. As always, I always say, the opinion that you hear in the show is that of mine only. It has nothing to do with Shadow World Radio. It has nothing to do with what the producers say. And I have to put this out there. Don't think for 1 minute that I don't value your opinion, but don't ever think that you're going to change mine. So let's get into this. Forgiveness. Is it real, or do we say it's real, and in the back of our minds, in the back of our heart, we don't really forgive? I personally don't think that it's humanly possible to completely forgive someone and never let that issue or thing they did or said ever bother you again, to the point where you forgive them enough where it never comes up again. If someone says something to me or does something to me that's very minor, I just shove it off as no big deal. I'm not going to say I forgive you. I don't forgive you because you've done it. But what I will say is, I'm not going to let it be a big deal. It's not going to be a big thing. I'm just going to let it go. However, somebody does something really, really bad. Hold on 1 second. Let me just talk to my producer. Nasty, I'm talking to a lot of people calling in and getting a lot of echo on the show tonight.
I hear you loud and clear. I hear you loud and clear. I mean, I'm not going to echo my end. I mean, unless they're playing their phone next to a radio, or they're trying to hear it through another device, that's what generally would give them a feedback.
Okay. All right. So feedback and echoing, just going to keep an eye on that. Okay, let's get back to the show. Unless you've done something to me very, very serious or have said something to hurt me tremendously, I'm telling you right now there is no forgiveness in that. For me, there is no forgiveness. I might not ever talk to you again. I might not ever see you again. You may not even know that I haven't forgiven you. But for me to allow those words to utter out my mouth, to let you hear it, to let you be able to move on with your life and let you go on with your life like everything is okay, like what you did is cool, can't do that, not going to do that. So I just want to, reach out, hear what the people have to say about what they believe in forgiveness. They believe you can truly, honestly forgive. They were heated when I called them Friday. Some of the brothers didn't like what I said, and some of the brothers didn't agree with what I said. But, when people say You need to forgive so that you can move on with your life and you can forgive and let your heart feel free. No, my heart is free. I'm just not going to let your heart be free. That's just not how it's going to work. So when you say those things to me, you know, like God doesn't want you to hold grudges. God wants you to, God made us all human. And humanly, it's hard for me to believe that you can just, if somebody murdered, like, and this is, I think, my biggest thing. You hear it on TV all the time. Someone ran over your child. Someone shot your child. Someone killed your sister. Someone murdered your brother. I forgive them. God is going to, no. Don't forgive you. Whatever God is going to do with you, God is going to do. But you will not get forgiven from me. You will not be able to sleep better knowing that I have forgiven you because I have not forgiven you. You may not ever hear me talk about it. You may not ever hear me mention it again. You may not ever hear it from me. Whatever, on a piece of paper, whatever the case may be. But forgiveness, I'm not going to forgive. I'm not going to lie to myself or lie. I can forgive you because I can. So I wanted some of my callers to call in and tell me what they thought about forgiveness. Is it real? Is it fake? Do we say it just to make people think we're a better person? Do we say it because that's what God tells us to do? Do we say it because we really, really mean it and we really can do it? Or do we say it and bitterly in the back of our hearts and our minds, you want to run them over the car? You just don't want anybody to know that you want to run them over the car. Nass, what do you think about it?
Well, me personally, I mean, I believe that everybody's entitled to their own views on forgiveness. I think the topic alone, forgiveness, forgive, not to forgive, I think that's more of a personal choice, a personal decision. Me being who I am and where I've came from, I want forgiveness. Therefore, I have to learn to forgive. So if I want forgiveness for things I've done from other people, I have to be willing, and also through my personal religion, it teaches me to also forgive people. Because it just for me, this is just for me. If I don't forgive, it makes me angry. It makes me keep, remember, that's just for me. That means I'm holding on to something. That's just me personally. But if some people just won't forgive. Now, I'm not going to say I never forget. There's a difference for me. Mm-hmm. I damn sure can forget certain people's actions. I won't forget it. I'll keep that in mind because I look at it, look, okay, I've forgiven you. I let it go. So whether if you mm-hmm. owe me some money, you owe me some cash, and you just choose not to give it back to me, or you make no attempt, or you're not trying to do right by me, you know what? I forgive you, but I won't forget. It just means it cost me that much to kind of not deal with you anymore at that point, you know. So I've learned to just, like, not forget. But you know what? Go ahead. Because me holding on to that, whatever you've done is going on, that's just me personally.
Well,
but that's my own personal opinion. That's my own personal opinion.
Okay, but listen, let me ask you a question. I don't think that in a case like that, that means you haven't forgiven them. Because you haven't forgotten. You just ain't going to, by saying right now, I'm not going to deal with you like that anymore. It means you've never forgotten and you really haven't forgiven them. Because if you've forgiven them, that
no,
means
that's
they
not
have
true.
To listen,
no,
wait,
that's
let me
not
get
true.
Out.
That's...
Wait, let me get out. That means if you've forgiven them, you will give them money again. Because you know what? No big deal. It's okay. That's what forgive me. Forgive me? No problem. That's what forgive me. Before you answer that, I have somebody who just emailed me and said, as far as they're concerned, she's a surface forgiver, she says. I can say I forgive you, but in my perspective, one, you will never have the same relationship with me. So once again, by saying that means somewhere down the line, you haven't really forgiven because you're holding on to that. Because, unfortunately, we do hold on to things. You may not hold on the surface, like she said. It may not be very visual for the person to see, or they may not hear it, but they're still holding on to it. So you said, honey, so you haven't really forgiven. So,
well, I guess this is where we disagree. I mean, in my heart, I have forgiven, and you know, when I don't forgive, I know how to hold on to different things, and I know in my heart, but. Me, when I say I forgive somebody, I do. I really do. I've learned to let go of things, but does not mean I have to forget. And in my interpretation, for me, forgiving somebody not forgetting is not equated to the same or the same level for me. It's just not.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess we like we said, we're here to everybody has their opinion, and everybody has a right to their opinion and what they feel is forgiveness and what is not forgiveness. I just feel like if you don't honestly forgive them, then you can't move on. Is a statement that I think is a little unfair. You know, and people will say that to you all the time. Oh, you're holding grudges. It's going to ruin you. No, it's not. No, it's not. I'm just not messing with that person. Well, I'm still the same person I am every day. I'm still going to deal with other people the same way. I'm just not messing with that person no more. You know what I'm saying? I just feel some way about that particular person. For instance, I have a girlfriend who calls me only when she needs something. Only when she, and I know that that's our relationship. We should have shown that before. I know that's our relationship. So when she borrows money, I already know I'm not giving it back. So I have to forgive her for not giving it back. She ain't giving it back anyway. But if it was someone else and I was expecting the money back, then I would have a problem if they never returned it. You know what I'm saying? With her, it's different because we know our relationship. But when it was somebody else and we don't have that relationship and you do that, I'm not going to forgive you for not doing that because I may have needed that money back for my own personal thing. I gave to you to make sure you were good, and you didn't give it back to me when I needed it. So I don't know if I can say I won't forgive you for that, because that money to me, like, I don't know, that doesn't sway me one way or the other. But if you did something to hurt me or hurt someone in my family, put me in a bad position, then forgiving you for doing it is allowing that person, I'm getting feedback again, is allowing that person to move on and be okay with the, with what they did and what they said. It's not really for me, it's really for you, because I know in the bottom of my heart, I could say that it's okay, it's cool, but I know for a fact that inside of me, somewhere deep inside of me, it's not okay. It's not all right. It's not okay. I uttered the words, but my feelings don't match the words. Now, if someone else can do that, someone can forgive someone and their feelings match their words and it's never an issue for them again, that's cool. I commend you. I can't do that. And I talked to so many other people before you asked what I wanted to do the show, what I wanted to do the show about. I asked that question to see whether or not the show was worthy of doing it again from doing it after you guys. And I've gotten the same response from several people. Like, I don't know if I can forgive. I might be able to say it. I might not, you know. And I think some of us say we forgive to be angelic about it or to be so righteous about it. I'm not saying you, Nass. I'm not pointing fingers. I'm not calling names. I'm saying some people say these things, and a lot of the people I'm talking about, when somebody has killed somebody in their family or somebody, you want to be godlike. Okay, it's okay to be godlike. It's also okay to be upset and not want to forgive. So I think that's the point I'm trying to make tonight is, it's okay if you don't want to forgive someone for something they have done and said. It's okay to be upset about it. It's okay to hold on to it. As long as it doesn't burn your soul, then it's okay. So we don't have to forgive, but we don't want, I hate for people to tell me I got to forgive somebody and we need to talk about it. No, we don't need to talk about it. I don't need to do any of that. What I need to do is move on with my life and not allow that person to affect me anymore. So for me to say I forgive you and I don't forgive you, it's going to affect me more than me not saying anything at all and just not dealing with it anymore. Yeah. Nass, do we have any calls on the line?
Yeah, we got quite a few callers, but they have to hit the £1 because you may want to remind the listeners.
Yeah, hit one. I mean, if you guys want to give your opinions and call in, you definitely got to hit one.
All right, hold on. Stand by for a second. I think we have a call. Let me just give a check.
All righty. So I know it's a touchy situation. I know it's a touchy conversation because, you know, people want to feel like they are doing the right thing. by forgiving. People want to feel like say they're the right thing to do. I guess I'm just a mean person. I guess I'm just a person who just is more realistic when it comes to my feelings, and I'm just not going to allow you to be able to sleep better at night when I know I'm not. And like I said, if you can say it and your actions fit the same way you feel, then that's wonderful if you can do that. But I don't think there are certain things that people have done will grant them being forgiven or for me to allow me to forgive them. Nothing's been done to me so bad that, you know, I can't forgive. So I'm not saying, you know, as far as my life is, I'm just saying some people.
All right, Uli, hello. All right, we got a couple of callers. All right, first, you have Derek online, and you also have April. Well, Apple.
Okay, great.
Uli, we'll bring them both on, or one at a time.
You can bring them both on.
Okay. Let me see. All right, we have both of them in queue right now. Welcome to that Woman Talk Show.
Hey, Derek. Hey, Apple.
Hey. How are you?
Derek is the first time calling in. Derek is my friend from school. We grew up together. Derek is Derek Gibbons from the Gibbons family. How you been, honey?
I've been great. So I'm listening in on the call about forgiveness. And, you know, here's my thought about forgiveness. Forgiveness really isn't for the other person. Forgiveness is really for you. This is how I look at forgiveness. Forgiveness is... It's sort of like a knot, you know. It's an internal knot inside your stomach, inside your spirit. So, in order to get rid of that knot, now you say, you know, for example, if you lend money to someone and they don't pay you back, you can't forgive them. But there's a difference between forgiveness and trust. So you can forgive somebody for not paying you back, but that means that I don't trust you enough to lend you money again. I forgave you; you didn't give me money back. So I forgive you, but I don't trust you. So those are two separate things. Forgiveness is really for the person. It's really for you, for example. So in order for me to get rid of that knot in my stomach, and there are people that have done things to me that, you know, I've been in relationships where I've been hurt. I've hurt other folks in relationships. So I've been able to forgive people, and hopefully people have been able to forgive me. But it's actually for you. It's for you to release whatever that knot is. Now, you say that I can forgive you and I don't have to deal with you ever again anymore, blah, blah, blah. But that's still that if I see that person, yeah, I don't forgive that person, and that resurfaces, that me not forgiving that person still resurfaces. So I still have that little knot in my stomach concerning that situation that I had with that person. Although you can carry on your life without – you know, without any emotional or physical turmoil from it, that's still that knot. And those, over time, those little knots build up, and they fester into something else.
That is the point I was trying to make, Derek. I'm glad that you brought it back up. Mm-hmm. That is the point I'm trying to make. I personally, my own personal belief, my own personal feeling, don't believe me saying I forgive you is going to change that knot in my stomach. The knot in my stomach is going to go away. When someone hurts you, that hurt eventually starts to fade away. But when you see that person, or that person does that same thing to you again, because you allow, you know, because you're still having some kind of relationship with them, whether it's a family member or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a child, whatever the case may be, that is going to resurface immediately anyway, because it's a natural feeling. It's a natural feeling. So I don't feel my own personal feelings. Like I said, I don't think it's for myself. I think it's for you. It's for you to feel better about it, because I'm not going to feel better about mommy telling you I forgive you, because I honestly don't forgive you. I just have to let the pain eventually go away, and if I don't trust you, I'm never going to deal with you. So the money thing, like I said to me, it's like no big deal. Like money, I don't even want to bring money up as an issue, because money is so whatever, you know. But we're talking about like our feelings or something that hurts somebody or something that destroys somebody. It's like, don't think I'm sorry. I just can't. I can't forgive. I can't forgive. Before you finish out, let me hear what Apple has to say, and then we're going to bring you back on, Derek.
Yeah.
Apple, what do you think?
I forgive for me. You know, it's not for the other person. So that's just my opinion.
Okay, don't go anywhere. Apple, what do you think?
I kind of agree with both of you to some extent. Me, I am a forgiver, and I do forgive, like Derek said, for myself. I may never deal with you again. You know what I mean? Because I don't forget. And my problem is I think I forgive too quickly sometimes. Like you said, you're not really protecting yourself if you forgive them and act like everything is okay again, and you're leaving yourself open for them doing it again. You know what I mean? So I kind of agree with you, Uli, on that aspect. But with Derek, I think what he's saying is when you really hold on to it, it eats you up inside. And you're saying that it doesn't eat you up. And I'm trying to say, I had a very good friend that did a lot of stuff to me. And I constantly kept forgiving her until I got to a place in my life where I said, you know what? Me forgiving her is hurting me. And what I mean by that is because I was so willing to forgive and forget, it just kept happening over and over. And some people think you're a fool when you keep doing it. If you keep forgiving someone that you know is hurting you, that means they're purposely doing that, especially with the same person over and over again. To the point where the last time I saw this person, I said, I don't dislike you and I don't hate you. You know what I mean? But for me, I can't have you even in my life. Because I know what type of person you are, and I know what type of person I am. And what that meant was I may be too gullible in forgiving or to caring. So since I know that's the kind of person I am, even if I don't want to say I didn't forgive her for the stuff she did deep down inside, I didn't. You know what I mean? I kind of let it go,
that
let it run.
That is the point I'm pretty much making. The point I'm making is I'm not saying I hate the person. Oh, my God, I hate the person I want to kill. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I'm not going to utter the word I forgive you because I honestly really do not forgive you. We're just not going to deal with that situation anymore. We're not going to be in a
relationship. You don't really forgive, you forget. That's what they say.
I don't forget, and I don't forgive. What I do is I don't deal with that person or that manner anymore. If it's a relationship, then that relationship will never be that relationship again because we've already been there. If someone hurt me because they did something to my kid.
But what if it was one time that somebody did something to you? Would you forgive them?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
If somebody did something to you and it hurt you and it was just one time that it happened, would you forgive them? And 'cause all people do make mistakes.
No, I don't forgive. I allow you a second chance. I'm never going to forget and forgive it because deep down inside, what you hurt me, whatever you did to hurt me, will always sit there because you hurt me. So I always will remember that. So for me to forgive you means I don't remember that feeling. You don't forget those feelings, and I'm never going to forget those feelings, and I'm not going to forgive you for what you've done. But what I will allow you to do is to make it better. To make it better.
So have you ever been in I think we've all been in these kind of situations. Have you ever been in a situation where you've been, you have to deal with this person or you see this person on a continuous basis and they've done something to you? And so what do you do in that situation? Because you say, I don't have to deal with you anymore. But what do you do in a situation when you do have to deal with that person and you've been blighted in a way? So do you...
If it's business, then I deal with it as far as business is concerned. We don't ever have to have our personal relationship anymore. And if it's a personal relationship, how personal is it where I don't have to continue to have you in my life? Because at some point, if it's personal, I don't really have to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? If I'm a person who did something to me, then guess what? When he's around, I won't be around. If it's my sister and she did something to me, we've got to work out anyway because it's my sister, you know, and I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it ride. I'm not ignoring you guys. I'm also trying to read some of my emails and text the people who text me during the show who can't call in.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You said if it was family, you would forgive them and move on. So you're just saying that you couldn't forgive somebody who you weren't invested in. You know what I mean? That you didn't deal with.
You never heard me say I would forgive a family member. A family member, I don't forgive you for what you've done. We just have to move on from that. I don't forgive you for what you've done. Mm-hmm. We have to move on from that because we're family. And I can't get away from you. You're my family. And in that case, you know me, Apple. If it's a family member who's done something that detrimental to me, I'm not messing with you, whether you're family or not. Guess what? You're a ghost. So I will quickly cut you out my life if you've done something that harmful to me or mine, regardless. And if it's money, no big deal. If the relationship, you have to prepare yourself for hurt relationships, because unfortunately sometimes someone gets hurt in relationships. You don't want it, but you can either do two things. You build from that and try to make it better, or you walk away and let it go. The only thing you can do in relationships when you're hurt.
But you can also do those in other relationships as well, not only intimate relationships or personal relationships. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of forgiveness. I mean, you can forgive someone and rebuild that particular relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a difference, again, between forgiveness and trust. And, you know, there's a difference between forgiveness and stupidity. You know, for example, if you're in a relationship and versus somebody that's being battered all the time, you know, and you're forgiving that person over and over again. So, I mean, that's a totally different issue. But I guess the question that I want to ask you, Uli, is why can't you forgive? Like, what is it that...
Because I choose not to. Because I see, I don't feel that the whole, if you don't, like what we talked about when you first came in, Debra, you said, you know, it's a knot inside of you that continues to grow. Mm-hmm. No, I don't feel like that. I don't feel like I have, listen, I hate a lot of people. A lot of people have done things to me. And I don't feel like I hold not to that. I feel like you have served your purpose in my life, and now you no longer serve your purpose for what you've done, so now move on. Let me just read this text real quick, and then we're going to jump back in. One of my listeners, Doreen, which is related to you, Derek.
Oh, yeah, Doreen.
Just texted me and said, yes, I've seen someone who hurt me was very strange. Though we had a good time, I was still very guarded. Very guarded to see him. Brought everything back. He was done in my past, but made me have questions. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, she probably told him she forgave him too, but once you see that person, unfortunately, all those little flutter, butter fingers, butter, sometimes resurface unknowingly and not willingly, but they do. So have you really forgiven that person? Have you really forgiven them? If those things start to resurface all over again, have you really forgiven? To the point where you are now afraid of being with that person, around that person, talking to that person. Like, you can say you forgive all you want. I want to say
have you really forgiven them? If you see that person and those feelings are resurfacing, then maybe it's not about forgiveness. Maybe it's about that you haven't healed from the hurt.
Right.
And
that's a whole
other
story.
Exactly. You know, so
that's a whole other show. Do we actually heal from the hurt that someone has caused us? If I've done some hurt to someone, I don't expect you to forgive me. I don't. Okay, let me not say that. I don't expect you to forgive me to make me feel better about it. I think that's where my issue is. I think my issue is I don't want that person to be able to be okay with what they've done because I said it's okay now. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to be able to move on like, okay, who's okay with that? We good. No, we're not. Because I forgave you. No, we're not. So I'd rather not lie
for people take accountability for the things they've done
exactly.
to other persons.
I'd rather not lie and say I forgive you when I know I really will not and I'm
okay,
not,
well,
and not going
to. That's a good point, because what I was saying about my friend was this. Every time the person came around me, because I was so open to forgiveness and acting like it didn't bother me or wanting to let go, I should say. I'm not going to say acting like. I tried to let go of what had happened or what she's done. She never, ever
took accountable.
Right, took accountability of the stuff she really did. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I even went as far as writing a letter for her to understand why I felt the way I felt about what she had done
mm-hmm.
over and over again, and she never mm-hmm. even addressed it. So, mm-hmm. but you want to act like everything is okay. Well, how can everything be okay if you want me to just act like you never did anything and you want me to forgive you and let's just be these buddies, but you never even took accountability to the point where you even discussed how I felt about what happened.
But she's someone who doesn't care about your forgiveness because she
right.
doesn't care what she's done.
Well,
so
she
it's
tried
to her.
She tried to act like, oh, I love you. Let's just be friends and move on. Let's just, you know, whatever, whatever. So she tried to act like she cared about me really.
But that's because you had something she needed and wanted.
That wasn't right. because she really meant what she said. You were right. there. You served the purpose of her life.
That's when I realized I just could not have her in my life at all.
Right.
Because
see, this goes back to my point about you. You were hoping that this person, you would have a conversation with this person. This person would acknowledge what she's done for you, to you, and she didn't. Uh-huh. She didn't acknowledge that. So that's when, I say my point about forgiveness is not for the other person. It's for you. So have you forgiven her regardless of whether she acknowledges or not? Have you released that and have gotten beyond that? Then you wouldn't even be concerned about her acknowledging what she did to you. That's
the only way
I'm trying to make.
The only way for me to have gotten over it is just to not deal with it. Like Uli said, if you don't see that there's a point to the other, to forgiving the other person for them, okay, and you're saying it's for you, but it's not for you, because if you're the one who was hurt deep down inside, really, how much of that?
You need, the person that did the hurting needs to be the person doing the mending. Because if I am the one that's going to forgive you for what you've done, what does that serve for me? Like, I hear what you're saying, Derek. I hear you. I honestly hear you, and I've heard it several times this week when I said we were going to do this show, and I've got mixed feelings. I've got some people who said, I understand what you say, Uli, and I have some people who believe that what you say, Derek, you got to let go. You got to let go for yourself, and you got to heal. You got to heal for yourself. I get that. And it's funny that we talk about this, because in relationships, do we do that? Do we go to that person and say, you know what, I am so sorry for what I've done. You know, can we move on? Not trying to mend the relationship, but mend the friendship or mend the heart. Do we say those things? Do we make that amends that we're saying right now? So, hold on, I got another check. She said, well, I thought I had forgiven him until I seen him and realized I was still pissed the hell off. Exactly, which is the point I've been trying to make all night.
You can take it all day.
I forgive that person. I forgive that person. I forgive that person. But deep down, I'm going to run your ass over with a car when I see you one day, because that feeling may just, I could probably see you one day, and it probably doesn't even affect me. But I could probably see you 3 months later, and something else that's bothering me may trigger what you did that hurt me. You know what I'm saying? And just bring back all that hurt and all that pain. So I guess I'm just a mean person, because I'm not forgiving. I'm sorry.
This goes back to my point that it's about you. It's about, you know, because there's still something internal that's going on with you. There's still something internal that you need to resolve, that you need to release. And
you can't release it and resolve it by telling someone, I forgive you.
Well, this is the point I think she's trying to say, Derek. If you, and that we've been friends forever, and if you did something to me that I really didn't like, even if it wasn't really hurtful, but I didn't like it, it's a different thing, too, from doing something somebody doesn't like and doing something that you hurt somebody. There's a difference.
Right.
I want to make that clear. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about, I didn't like, Derek said, I didn't like the pants I had on. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when Derek slandered my name. He, you know, out there and said, you know, all kind of horrible things about me and my family.
Right. Right. Then there's a difference in disliking what somebody said or doing and somebody really hurting you. So the point is this. When you say to forgive yourself, I think sometimes the only way to forgive yourself for what someone else did to you, because you have no control over it, is to leave that person the hell alone. Because
you still haven't forgiven them, though.
This is my thing. You can't take it upon yourself to say, and I know we try to say forgive and forget and all that kind of stuff, but this is my point. If the person who hurt you didn't feel enough or care enough to try to rectify or explain it, or to a point where you could actually love on them enough to say, okay, well, at least they tried to come to me and talk about it, or tried to help me understand what happened. That's when you can forgive somebody. But if somebody doesn't think they did anything wrong, and somebody keeps going on like it wasn't nothing, it's up to you. Well, you could either forgive me or not forgive me. What's the point of forgiving them for yourself? You know what I'm saying? Like, if they don't care, why should you care? And you saying it's for yourself, but deep down inside, you could still let go of the person and not worry about whether you forget it, forget it, forgive whatever. Just don't deal with it.
I guess, like I said, my bottom line is, for me, I'm not going to lie and say that I can forgive someone, because I know deep down inside I can't. I choose not to. Let me stop saying I can't, because I can do probably whatever. No, I don't think I can, but I choose not to.
Yeah, and it's a choice. It's a choice.
Exactly. It is a choice. But can you honestly forgive the people who hurt you? Can you honestly say that someone who has hurt you, Derek, that you can honestly say you still hold nothing, not one morsel of anything toward that person? Can you really say that?
I absolutely 100% positively can say that. I really can. I've been hurt before. I've been in relationships before where, you know, folks have done things to me and vice versa. And, I mean, hurt to the point where I'm balled up, curling on the floor, crying.
Exactly.
And I've seen that person 10 years from since that happened. And, hey, how you doing? We go out to lunch, you know. And I completely forgive them.
I can say that I've done that, too. I've done that. Like, I'm totally in love with somebody. And I forgave them immediately. I'm not even going to lie to you, I did. I, you know how you said you can't stand him, I hate his guts, but deep down inside, I loved him so much that I had to forgive him because I knew I really loved him. Even though I said to myself I would never deal with him again. Mm-hmm. But when I see that person till today, I still love that person, and so I know I forgave them. I would never deal with them the same way, but I do know that I forgave them.
One of y'all to say that word any freaking time that you have to say, I forgave them, but you haven't forgiven. All you did was let it go. Right then, you let it go and you've moved on. That's what I've been trying to say the whole night. You can. It's not a word of forgiving. It's a word of I let go and I'm moving on. Because when that person who you love so much, who you went out to lunch with, y'all had a chill time, just like Doreen just said, when one little thing that person said or does reminds you of what they did to hurt you, let me finish, to hurt you, all those feelings are going to flutter right back into your body. I don't care what you say.
Let me say this. That's what I was saying about my friendship with the young lady. With her, I have not forgiven her, and I know that because when she tries to talk to me or she tries to come around, I cannot do it. I can no longer act like I'm okay with her. I don't hate her. I don't hate her at all, but I know better. So therefore, I know something deep down inside with me says I have not.
You're still holding that knot in your stomach.
Huh?
You're still holding that knot inside of your stomach.
Right.
That's what that's all about.
Even though I can smile when I see her and she can hug me, we can pat each other, I would never have that person around me ever again. So I did not let go of that particular hurt.
So I'm not. If you haven't let go of that hurt with her, you have no business smiling and patting her on the back. That person needs to be as far away from you as possible. Because I'm not phony. I ain't smiling. We ain't hee hee. We ain't ha ha. If I got a problem with you, you are going to know for a fact I have a problem with you. And for the people who have hurt me, who I don't have a problem because I don't really care anymore, I just ain't dealing with you no more. When we see each other, it's what's up and keep it moving. That's as far as it's going to go. We're not going to sit down and chat. We're not going to go have lunch together. We're not going to.
And Pat, hey, how you doing? I'm not a nasty person, so I'm never going to be like, yeah, my face.
Although I guess I'm just nasty.
I'm not that kind of person. I'm just not. I'm not that kind of person. You know what I mean? And there are people that even aren't family that I feel have wronged or done things to me. But they may not even know that I don't forgive them because I never show it to them. You know what I'm saying? And that's when sometimes when you say you forgive for yourself, and even that doesn't mean you forgive them. It means you let go and you forgot, you're forgetting about whatever. You know what I mean? But deep down inside, you're not really forgiving them. You know what I mean? Because the feeling is still there.
Wait a minute, y'all. I have another email that says, I can't forgive a female who borrowed a one-of-a-kind coat, never gave it back, or asked it several times. And then she says she lost it. Now she's trying to friend me on Facebook. Oh, hell no. That happened 20 years ago. I don't want to forgive her. If she had apologized, maybe, but she never did.
That's what I'm saying about making the closure. If they take the initiative to make the closure and man up, so to speak, to what they've done, it's easier to forgive somebody because then you can say, what can you say? I don't want to hear that crap. Or it's like, okay, I accept that. I accept your apology. I accept that we spoke about it. Then it's easy to let go, Derek, and forgive them because at least they made an effort. But when somebody doesn't even make an effort to mend that, why forgive them?
Okay, someone else said, is it letting go the same as moving on?
I think
it's a difference. You let go, but you still have that feeling harbored inside of you because when you see that person there, that brings back those feelings. I think it's the difference between letting go and I call it, in my own, I call it releasing because I'm not only releasing them, I'm releasing whatever internal feelings I have about myself and the situation. I'm releasing that feeling, so.
Well, I think I'm gonna have to be on Jemani Cal to let me make me forgive people because I'm just not doing it. I'm just not gonna do it. If you've done something, like I said, we're talking about spiritual. We're not talking about simple stuff like Derek put on Facebook, "Ooh, his pants was ugly." You going to call the fashion police on me? No problem. But if you're outing me and you're disrespecting me and you're doing something where my heart is breaking and you cause me to cry and cause me to act a fool and make me want to come and kill you, then I cannot, I'm sorry, I guess it's for me saying, if there's no need for me to forgive you, then why am I forgiving you? I guess that's the bottom line for me.
You lighten your own load and your own heart when you
My load is fine. My heart is fine. Nope, sorry. Don't believe in that. I don't believe that. I don't believe that your stupidity is making my heart harden because you're a freaking dummy and you did something. I think that's where the disagreement comes in at because so many people say, you got to forgive so that you can move on. You got to forgive so your heart is not hard and you got to forgive because God, no, I just totally disagree with that. I completely, disagree with that.
Excuse me, Uli, you have Megan online. She want to join the conversation?
Okay, we're going to bring Megan in. Don't anybody go. Hello?
Okay, Megan online.
Hello? Hi, Uli. Hey, honey.
We haven't heard from you in a minute, but what do you have to say?
I know. What I have to say is I don't understand. Maybe Derek can clarify the difference that he sees in forgiveness and letting go. Because to me, it's the same thing. I've never sat and thought about forgiving somebody for something, but I do know that there's things that I have let go of, and I feel better for letting go.
Well, to me, letting go is just simply that. You're letting go of the situation that happened, but you haven't forgiven the person. That's what letting go is to me. And again, releasing is the opposite of that. It's forgiving them for what they've done, and also just releasing whatever ill feelings you have over the situation. So that's how I define it.
Right. Because I do know in certain situations that I have, with my ex-husband, I've never thought of it as actual forgiveness, but I let go of all of that animosity and anger,
right.
And even so going forward in dealing with our son, I no longer get angry at anything. It just is what it is, and I don't, I just don't have that anger towards it anymore, and I let go of it. It's done. But I can't say that I honestly said, I forgive him. But I think it may be the same thing. As long as you're not holding on to that negative energy about that person and whatever situation it is, then that's fine, right?
That's the point I was trying to make. You have never said you forgave him because you really have not forgiven him. You have just moved on with and learned how to deal with that person because you cannot get him out of your life since you have a child with this man. So, unfortunately, you have to deal with him on a regular basis because your son is still young. Trust me.
But I've let go of any emotion, positive, negative, whatever.
Right. But that's now because you really can't afford to do that. You can't afford to hold on to that negativity that you can't because it's going to now. Your co-parenting won't be as easy if you hold on to that negativeness. So
co-parenting.
well,
but you know, it's a,
the,
it, But see, that's the thing. It would make me so angry, like the fact that there isn't any co-parenting. But I have let go of that. And it is what it is. You know, like I could be mad. I could be on the phone. Why don't you do this? You never did this to your son.
But
you're
not
going
to do it anyway. So
but,
what's the
but,
point?
Yeah. So I let go of that.
Right.
And maybe I came to terms with it.
That's
maybe I come to terms
you,
with
you
things pop, rather than.
And you let it go and you move on and you deal with things accordingly.
Right.
But if you said to him, and we're not going to put some names out there.
No.
We all know who he is. If you said to him, I forgive you. Girl, that's going to make that boy's life so much easier. And I'm sorry. I can't allow that.
But you know
I
what?
Would never say that.
But you know what? It goes, there's one common denominator in this, and that is how we are internally processing all this information. So what I'm saying is, Megan, you shifted your whole perspective about your relationship with your son's father. You did that internally, so you have taken back your power, so to speak, in that relationship that you have with your son's father. So to me, is when you don't forgive someone and when you're in a situation, and I know there are people that don't forgive and just don't have any negative energy surrounding that, and then there are others that hold on to a lot of negative energy, exactly. So
yes.
It all goes back to internally. It goes back to who has the power in the situation, you know? Because
there you go. Who has the power? If you can, if you take back the power and not allow that person to hurt you anymore and not to deal with that hurt anymore, then you've got the power. Exactly. It has nothing to do with forgiving them because you just took back your own power that you somewhat let them have for a second. So now you've taken it back. But my thing, I think that I did this show because I wanted people to understand that as big as people say, oh, you should forgive, I'm saying you do not have to forgive. I'm saying you need to be able to learn how to cope, deal, handle, move on. Now, if you choose to forgive that person, because that's what makes it work for you, then that's what you do. For me, you ain't never getting the words out my mouth. Sorry. Not going to happen.
That's your choice. I mean, people are different. They really are. I mean, for me, I'm quick to forgive people. I really am. And, you know, like I say, you know, there are folks that have hurt me, and I've hurt other folks. And
But have you said to them, or have you just said it to yourself?
No, I forgive you. No, I have told them I forgive you. And there are folks that have done things to me that have not acknowledged that they've done wrong to me. What they've done. So, you know, I just, again, it goes back to, you know, how do I feel about myself? Who's in control of the situation?
And it goes into
me taking, you know, power over my own emotions and my own feelings about the situation, regardless of what external factors are. You know, you can only control yourself, you know, and that's basically it. You only have control over your own feelings. So
exactly, that's the biggest thing. You have control over your own feelings. You have to take control over your feelings. And that hurt was something we relinquished to them. That's why we got hurt to begin with. So now when that happens, now you have to now take that back, that power back, and say, okay, you got that? Nope, you got that. But now we're going to do it this way. And now I'm not going to allow you to do – and this goes for friends and family and coworkers and business partners. You know, people do things that you don't like and hurt you on a regular basis, but you have to learn how to cope and deal and move on and let it go, you know, and not let it fester in you day in and day out. And I'm not saying that the people that I have not said I forgive, that I let, they don't even enter my mind at the time and let somebody bring it up or somebody mentions it. It's done. It's finished. It's over. You know, and in my relationship, I have to say I've let that situation that hurt me or upset me, I have to let it go and move on and try to see where we can go from there. But I'm not forgiving you for what you've done because it's not forgivable. Because if I forgave you for it, you'd think that shit is okay for you to do it again. We ain't going to go down that road again. We might go down another road, but we're not going to go back down that road. You know, so, you know, it's I guess it's just a whole thing of, like Eric said, taking power, taking your power back. And if, and I'm telling you, that show Friday, I don't know if I said brother or not, but I'm like, listen, you could say you, he said I was saying that no one can forgive. I really honestly in my heart don't believe that you can forgive. I think you put it back, you don't deal with it, you don't address it. And I think you move on with it. I don't think you honestly can forgive that person. If I promise you that same person, you say you forgive, the minute they say or do something that's similar to what they did to hurt you to begin with, all that stuff is going to resurface. And can you really say you forgave them? If you can, like I said, big ups to you. Derek, you said you can. That's wonderful. Megan, you didn't say whether you could or you couldn't.
You know, that's another story. There's just some people that just push a button. You know what I mean? I shouldn't say that. Some people push your button because you let them push your button. So, again, it goes back to the whole power thing. So,
sometimes we're human. You know, we're human. And sometimes their actions just, you know, before you can think, you've already reacted to what they've done. So, you know, and then you have to rethink what you're about to do before you get in trouble. But, you know, Apple, she has mixed feelings about it. She believes in both ways. You know, sometimes forgiveness is the way. Sometimes you don't forgive because people have not acknowledged the hurt that they've done. The only time I need you to acknowledge the hurt that you've done or the wrong that you've done is if you are trying to right it. If you're not trying to right it, then there's no reason for you to tell me you're sorry for it, because you're not really sorry for it, because you just want to be able to say that so that I can forgive you and you can feel better about what you've done, and then we can move on from there. So the only time I need someone to apologize to me is if we are trying to make it right from that point on. We're trying to move on from that and make peace with one another. If we're not trying to make peace, if I'm telling you right now, Derek, you ain't never, ever got to speak to me again in life for what you just did to me. There's no reason for you to say you're sorry. There's no reason. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to hear it, because it's not going to make a difference to me. You know what I'm saying? If you're sorry, it will mean absolutely nothing to me, because I'm telling you right now, sorry's not good enough. And I can't forgive you for what you've done. So unless we are going to move on from this and try to make peace with it, I don't really need to hear, like, Apple, you needed to hear that she was sorry for what she did. I don't even know if Apple's still online or not.
Still here.
Okay. You needed to hear. So if you heard from her after the letters and after the pouring out and after the telling her everything she's done, if she would have came back to you and said the same thing you did to her, would you have forgiven her then? Would you have taken her back to the friend? All right, Apple's going to get it together. And in the meantime, Megan, let me pose the same question to you. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
If he came to you, and honestly, and I'm sure he said sorry 100 times, but that was fake stuff. If he honestly came to you wholeheartedly and told you he was sorry for everything, would you forgive him? And would you forgive him? I'm not going to ask you to take him back, because we already know the answer to that, but forgive him.
Honestly, in this situation, I'm going to think of another situation, because I can't even fathom that in order to give you an answer.
Okay.
I've had okay. that, where I have forgiven somebody who's called and said they were sorry for whatever it is that they've done to me, and I could honestly forgive them, but only because of the person that they have become. since that time. Not because I had seen a change in character since that time, and they said, you know, I was thinking about this while you were talking. One way that I could think of actually forgiving somebody, kind of in the terms that Derek spoke of, is if maybe I ended up in a situation where I could have been put in the same situation as them, and then I could understand or empathize with whatever
they did
that hurt me. And then I could possibly forgive them, depending on what it was. And, you know, maybe at a certain point in time, you can understand somebody in a different way. So your own
haven't we been given the choices that we make have been given to us to make? So we already know, prior to hurting someone, that if I take Apple's favorite pair of shoes and borrow them and mess them up, she's not going to be happy about that. I dated Megan's boyfriend she's dating right now while she was dating him. Megan is not going to be very happy about that.
No.
I kiss Derek, Derek's wife is going to want to cut my hair off and make me bald. She's not going to be happy about that. So the choices we make in life are the choices that we know are wrong and right. We choose
very
to make
true.
Those choices.
I guess there's some things that you know, I wouldn't
this
get
no mistake
over.
Don't hurt you. See, that's why I think I don't forgive. Because there's no mistake when that person did what they did, because they had a choice to make that, to do that. To make
right.
them either do it or not do it, say it or not say it. So it's very, hello?
You know what? You know a situation that was very traumatic for me, and one of my daughter's fathers tried to do to me. And I forgave him. But I, like Megan said, it took me a long time. But I forgave him because I saw him changing into a different person. And because he sat down with me and asked for forgiveness.
I'm going to say this to you, Apple, and it's just my opinion. I don't think you forgave Sean because let me tell you why. Did I say his name?
Okay, keep going.
You be quick to be like, he tried. So you really haven't forgiven the situation. You dealt with the situation. You understand? You moved on from the situation, but I don't think you've really forgiven him because that hurt is still there, and it resurfaces when you're upset sometimes.
I forgave him because when we have problems and we have different, like, problems now, it's usually what's going on right then. And if that shit does resurface, it's like so, I'm digging for it. You know what I'm saying? It's like
it doesn't matter, but it's
not right there on the surface for me, though. It's not, because if it was, I would never be able to deal with him. And I have done a lot for him as a friend, as a person, after all of that I did not have to do.
That's just you. And I'm sorry I can't give you that, Apple, because I know you. So if somebody did something wrong to you, you're just that person. You're too forgiving. You're too gullible. That's just you. What I'm saying to you is I honestly don't think you ever forgave him. I think you learned how to deal with it because he is a more mature man now. He has grown up some. He is a different person. But forgive, I don't think that is the word that you should be using for that. Before you say anything, we're going to close out, but I want to get everybody who called in tonight, I want to get everybody's last-minute thoughts on this. Let's start with Megan. Megan, what's your last-minute thoughts on this?
How whatever makes you feel better, do it. You know, like, whatever benefits you. Like, if moving on is what makes you feel best, easy at night, then just move on. And if it's forgiving that makes you feel better, then forgive.
Derek?
I'm basically just going to say, you know, I would rather forgive than not forgive. I mean, forgiveness just makes the world a little bit better place than to have someone, you know, walking around, you know, with a whole bunch of knots in their stomach. You know, like I said earlier, you know, why not forgive? I think we're all human. We all make mistakes. And I think part of our evolution, part of our growth in terms of, you know, where we want to be in life. So, you know, it's about maturity and growth and getting to a higher evolution of who we are as people. So forgiveness helps you in that direction, I think.
All right, Apple?
I agree with Derek. That's why I am gullible and forgiving, because I just believe that in being the better person and just trying to be happy. And you know what I mean? Like you said, you don't want to just – if nobody forgave anybody in this world, where would we be?
Same place I am right now. So – let's.
You can be miserable sometimes,
and so can you, and so can you, and so can Derek, and so can Megan, and so can Nancy, and so can anybody else in here. It has nothing to do whether or not my meanness has nothing to do with, because I didn't forgive that last person. My meanness is that's just who I am, and that's who I am. That's who I'm going to be. However, there's a couple things I'm going to put out there before we close out. We want to keep Nancy's mom in our prayers. She's got some issues going on, so we want to. So pray up for her, make sure she's good. Nancy's mom is not doing well, so we want to keep our prayers on for her. And that's the producer of the show, so we want to make sure that, you know, she's doing better. Derek has an album coming out. We're going to put that out on here. As soon as it comes out, we're going to make sure everybody knows about that. Megan is a realtor. If you're looking for some place to live, Megan gotcha. Apple is a producer. If you're looking for some songs, too, Apple gotcha. And once again, it's me, Uli Wells, the host of the Every Woman Talk Show. This is the end of our show. Till next Tuesday. Talk to you then.
Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.